This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Today is the second anniversary of the fatal arrest of Elijah McClain in Aurora. Outrage over the young man's death has fueled police reform efforts at the state legislature and led to a pause on the use of the sedative ketamine in law enforcement situations. A grand jury is investigating the officer's actions, and the U.S. Attorney's Office is looking into potential civil rights violations. A lawsuit by McClain's family appears to be nearing resolution. Denver voters will decide whether to let the city borrow hundreds of millions of dollars for new facilities and street improvements. City councilors forwarded the questions to the November ballot. Denverite's Esteban Hernandez reports nearly half the money would go towards two venues on the National Western Center campus, and one of them would be brand new.
So that includes a new 10,000 capacity arena and renovations to an existing building. The entire arena is going to cost about just over $200 million. So this would help pay for a portion of it. It would pay for $160 million. It would be used year-round as an entertainment arena and be the centerpiece of the National Western Center. And it would effectively replace the Denver Coliseum.
Denverite's Esteban Hernandez. A Colorado veteran has been working with the State Department and Representative Jason Crow's office to evacuate two Afghan interpreters he served alongside. John Garvin, a former Army intelligence officer, says the biggest hurdle he's faced is the lack of communication about the process and necessary paperwork.
But it's just a colossal black hole of information right now. You know, we send it in, and then it's just radio silence after that.
Garvin says one interpreter was able to escape to an Air Force base in Germany, but the other remains trapped in Kabul with his wife and children. This is CPR and KRCC.